And we're talking about pauses and silences and how they can help you with your communication. It's all in a way to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. I've trained at the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama in London and also with and for the BBC. So let me help you with your rhetoric and your communication and your broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. How important are these pauses? Pauses or silence can help let sound tell the story. Radio consultant Tracy Johnson in the United States tells the story of former Dodgers baseball play-by-play personality announcer Vin Scully and quotes his commentary of Hank Aaron's 715th home run, the blast that made him baseball's home run king. The links to the story that I'm about to tell you about are in today's show notes. Vin Scully later talked about using silence to capture the drama when he was asked what he did as soon as Hank Aaron made that 715th home run. And he said, "I shut up. I try as hard as I can to call the play as quickly and as accurately and then shut up. There are no words better than the roar of the crowd. When Henry Aaron hit the home run, I put the microphone down, I got up, and I went to the back of the booth, because I had nothing to say. The place went bananas. I think I poured a little coffee, and I stood there and just revelled in the sounds and the sights. And I've timed it since, and it's about a minute and 24 seconds without a word being spoken, and that's a long time in radio, but I had nothing better to say. And it also then gave me time to calm down and think, and then go back and talk about the importance to America." Hear Vin Scully tell that story in his own words. The links are in today's show notes. Today's episode, use silence to let sound tell the story. Let's get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice continues. Tomorrow, a pause helps you say what you can't actually say. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.